Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. If you're looking for a bit of a break or to just break up a sesh with a cheeky non-alcoholic, get yourself the best one in all the lands, Heaps Normal. Go to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Cracking one right now. Need it. It's after beautiful midday. Well, wouldn't matter, would it? Could be breakfast time.
That's the best bit. I've got the new one. I've got a 4-pack ready for my son's first day of primary school next year.
Brilliant.
We'll be able to walk down and all the parents are crying and they'll just hear, kuts.
Yeah.
So before you losers fucking judge me.
The only thing that they could improve on is having that ring pull that you used to yank off and put in the drink.
See?
Remember that was that before your time, that big old one that, man, that, you know, when men were men, you'd take it off. If you didn't want to litter, put it in the drink. Leave it there. Hopefully not swallow it.
We've spoken about this before. I think they've got the can spot on. Cans are now good and companies are starting to fuck with the can again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That stupid Canberra beer, the whole fucking lid comes off and I want to peg it.
I think they've grown out of that.
Oh, have they?
Had some of that stuff recently. Yeah. Saw one. They're back to the usual.
Well, you know who.
So, yeah.
You know who you don't have to worry about? Heaps Normal. Get them in ya.
Mm.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the
Gulf. At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How's it going, mate? Nice big cup of chai you're having.
Yeah, nice little cup of chai, mate. Got a little, that was a beautiful present from my wife, a nice little teapot and a tea set.
And just then, for you? You're the only one who's going to use that?
Well, there's two cups, two saucers, so I assume she wants me to make some for her.
Yeah. Smash them.
That was overrun, though, by the many bottles of whiskey that I got given.
Oh, right.
And red
Did
wine.
You just?
Mm.
Okay. That
big old haul for the birthday.
Is it going to be the one I'm thinking of, your fucking fighting one?
No, proper 12.
Proper 12.
Absolutely not. No, proper 12. Revolting. But some very nice Scottish whiskies and a nice Irish whiskey as well, actually.
Yeah, great. Mm. Nice one.
Big Good old stuff. Birthday. Still hurting.
Oh, happy bloody birthday, mate.
Cheers, mate.
You know what I just got? My dog just vomited on the bed just before I started recording this, so that was fun. What,
just then?
Well, no, not just then, like 5 minutes ago, and I didn't have time to take all this shit off, and so there's a little patch of, I mean, it's not a big puddle or anything. It's not a pavement pizza style. It's just a bit of dog vomit on the bed. I've got to wash the sheets.
Oh, Jesus.
No I'm good. Sitting on it right now.
Oh, fucking yuck.
Not on the yak. Just near it. It's not nice.
Mate, you're a better person than me because if I had a dog that small that barked like your dog barks and did shit to my bed like your dog did, I'd be doing the AFL kick across the Yarra. I'd be going for 80 metres, big torpedo. See you later, dog.
She hardly barks at all. What are you talking about?
It's the type of bark.
Oh, yeah, it's irritating when it kicks off.
Little dog bark.
Yeah. How do you fix that then?
Get a normal one.
Telling a jockey to have a deep voice. Not going to work out, is it?
Have there been any jockeys that are like, yeah, it was a fucking good run?
Don't think so.
I met a couple on Super Bowl Monday that were friends with Brendan Vivola. And
he's friends with jockeys?
Yeah.
I'm suspect already.
I think if you gamble enough in your life, they just send you some.
Yeah, okay. They give you a couple of jockeys. Do what you want with these, will you?
But one was on the darts all day. A lot of the jockeys don't mind the darts and the vodka. You don't want the beers. Keep the weight off.
Yeah.
But a guy that punching that many darts and then still the same old voice, you go, oh.
Yeah.
You can't even dart your way to a different
should be.
Time.
Oh, yeah. You should be singing like Barnsley, but they don't. There's too much helium or something.
Mm.
Man, big news. Big week this week for Bogan News.
Fucking huge.
Oh, inundated. It's great. And what an absolute pleasure to see the actual words mid-flight brawl printed in the news all over the joint.
We did it.
Yeah, I was happy with that.
Well, we didn't. Some heavily tattooed men on a Jetstar flight from Bali to Brisbane did
it. Yeah, no, but I'd like to think a journalist has, you know, wishful thinking that anyone who's, I mean, journalism's gone, but, you know, someone who writes words for a paper has heard of this. Thought, no, I'll chuck that in. Or I think more likely it's just coincidence, but pretty good. Enjoyed that lingo getting in there.
Maybe ChatGPT is a big fan of ours. Now it's just popping it out in the articles.
Yeah, they're just, yeah, right. Excellent.
It was a bloody great one. Three passengers escorted off Jetstar plane after mid-flight brawl. And that was footage from a big old punch-on that broke out.
Brisbane to Bali.
Bali to Brisbane.
Bali to Brisbane, right.
They were almost stopped in Bali because there was a guy with no shirt on.
Sure. Was he one of the protagonists?
Of what do you reckon? A heavily tattooed man with no shirt on. Of course he was up to something.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. And then the chick with him, like if there's a chick getting thrown out as well, you go, shit, that's some high quality trash.
Yeah.
She was doing the fucking double fingers to the camera.
Sick.
Fuck you, yep. Mate.
Might as well get in there. Not the only person over there in trouble. See that young bloke? This is a tip. Do some rudimentary research before deciding where to do your nudie runs.
Mm.
He's facing a flogging, an actual flogging.
Yeah.
Probably public.
Double barrel surname?
Yeah. Bodie. Mm. So
oh.
His parents watched Point Break and look what happened.
By the way, what I like too, I think some Bogans just think all of Indonesia is Bali.
Yeah, that's where he's come unstuck.
That's where they get themselves Absolutely. In trouble because when he decided to go on a drunken naked rampage, he was not in Bali.
No. He was in the
other
part.
He was on a different island.
Oof.
I wish I knew how to pronounce it. A-C-E-H.
Asha, I think.
Asha?
It's like that fruit bowl you eat at breakfast. Akai.
Yeah, he was – fuck, he's not even close to Bali, I don't think. He's a way away from it.
Yeah, well, he's fucked up, isn't he?
That's where he's made a big old mistake.
I'd love to see the sort of flogging they do. Like, I don't know how far they go with it or what they're going to do, but it sounds terrible. Like, I wouldn't want to face a flogging.
Oh, fuck no.
Not nice. Oof.
Yeah, he's not even he's not even close to Bali. He's as far away. He's at the polar opposite end of Indonesia.
Yeah,
He's made a big mistake.
Yeah, he certainly has. You know, he didn't make a mistake last week.
Oh, sorry. Allegedly.
Well, yeah, it is alleged, so we better be careful there. Everything's alleged. Timely reminder for that yet again.
I love that. The Noosa man now claims he was almost possessed.
Great.
During the incident. I got hit a lot of times on the ground. People kicked my head, made me forget a bit.
What, while he was nude?
But, like, I'm really nice in heart. I never want to hurt people, never.
Yeah.
So it was very out of character for me.
Mm. Wow.
Never in character.
No.
You know what? I reckon those three that got dragged off the Bali to Brisbane flight, I think they'd be more than comfortable saying that was in character.
Yeah, that's my character. I try to suppress that 90% of the time so I'm not fighting all day, every day, never getting any work done.
Are we going to see that? Are we going to see this in our lifetime, Heggie? Are we going to see a switch of people? Is mental illness going to just be watered down to the point it doesn't matter anymore?
Yeah.
And then actual honest conversation will start.
Well, it can't be too far off that. It is pretty, it's a saturated market. If I know anything about business, and I do, you can't do much more. You can't go much further than it's been done.
Is that, we're in a mental illness
big
bubble.
Business. Oh, it's a, yeah. here's a, like one mentor last week we discussed, your mate and mentor, Matthew McConaughey.
Ah, yeah.
All right.
Well, that his online session with the Bongo drums and all the rest of it.
That we just missed because we recorded the ep on Anzac Day.
Yeah.
The morning of Anzac Day. After we, by the way, big shout out to your son. You come over and then Daniel Sloss was coming to see my place for the first time. Did a massive cleanup. My wife and sons are away. Did a massive cleanup and I said, you boys got here a little bit early. And I went, oh, Heggy, I was just about to mow the lawn. And you said, that's all right, we'll make him do it.
Yeah.
You just made your son mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Pretty Why good. Not?
We don't have a lawn, so it can get into yours. He's fine.
It was nice to see what a 12-year-old can do versus a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Because most of my day is going, pick up the fucking Lego. Just pick it up, bud.
Oh, I still have
if
to do that.
If you just fucking pick it up.
Yeah.
Yours can mow. It's incredible.
Mowing's fun. McConaughey, it was all just a big ad for his online course, Nauseating.
Yes.
Read a few bits and pieces about it.
Sorry, if you haven't heard last week's episode, go back. In the intro, I play the full ad popped up one night on a drive home, on a drunk ride home, in an Uber.
Yeah.
What was the name of the course? The Art of Living?
Art of Living.
Living.
No G. Just to connect with people. It's Codswallop, obviously, but if he converts a few percent of these victims of fraud, he'll make tens of millions of US dollars just for pounding a bongo and talking gibberish. I heard that the online course, after all that, it's been discounted for a limited time from its usual $4,467 to $397 only. So it sounds like he's selling rugs, not the type he's putting on his head. Fucking hell.
Hold on, 4.4 down to 400.
Down to 397, I think, is a new price, but from memory. Imagine like the audacity to think people are going to, well, people do cop that and go, man, I'm losing money if I don't get this. That is like 90% off. Crazy.
What was the big thing? The whole point was it's a free day because he learnt from his son that his son was going off to camp and he said, what do you want to get out of this? And his son said, and I quote, Papa.
Yeah.
I just want to meet new people and do cool things.
Yeah, right.
Don't we all? Don't we all want to do that?
Many more hours of that style of wisdom that you can get. Just fucking hocus pocus. And all you have to do is part with $400 and he will make so much money from this. More than movies. One article I read said is, he'll make more than any movie he's ever done just from this shit. Pretty good.
Wow.
He's got to pay off your Anthony Robbins and that other bozo he had as well.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not a bad day.
That day there that you could sign on, the free seminar.
Yeah.
Wasn't.
It was, yeah. That was free.
Yeah.
But it was just an ad to suck people in to go, all right, a few percent of you are going to go for this. There was millions of people watched it, I think.
Yeah, wow.
And yeah, crazy.
That's fucking incredible.
It's real good, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, how good.
Man, quick plug while we're here. I saw a band the other night, and I don't often see bands, and they were fantastic. Get Around Them, called Little Georgia, just a duo band, and they were fucking awesome. I did a corporate gig, and it was all right, but they
did a what?
They were a corporate gig.
Yeah.
It was a good ka-ching opportunity for me to get out there and make some coin for once. But, they were fantastic. So that's my hot tip of the week, get around them.
Yeah, beautiful.
Real good.
Well, some plugs for us. Next weekend, our live shows, we're back on the road, the Jetstar Handcuff Tour. We don't have a name for it yet. Yeah. The Drank My Duty Free Tour. We're going to call it something. But Perth, next week, Oasis Comedy Club, May 13. That's gone. That's sold out.
Yep. See ya.
June the 3rd, though, we're coming to Newcastle for the first time ever. June 3rd at 4 p.m., we're playing The Gal, and it is already over a third full just from Patreon members getting the tickets early.
Coming in hot.
So if you want to come and check us out in Newcastle, if you're from Newey or you want to come up from Sydney, get around it, midflightbrawl.com for tickets. And the Patreon members, Obviously, always getting first crack at tickets. There's another live show on sale now for July that we've put on sale on the Patreon that we won't announce here yet. And that is going to go Quick Sticks.
Yeah, not a big venue. So get in if you can.
Patreon.com/midflightbrawl. And even the lowest tier, if you're in the toilet, you're still getting early access to the live show tickies, plus everything else you get on our little Patreon.
Yes.
Just quickly, mate, we're getting real close to 1,000 members and...
No, we're not.
Mate, it's the time. There's never been a better time to go to Bali. We have to go to Bali. You said a long time ago, if we hit 1,000, we're going to Bali. Get us to 1,000 so I can drag this man.
I'm going to get Conrad to delete that little bit in the episode, whenever that was. It's terrible. I'll tell you what, though, if we're doing it, the 1,000th member might take them and make them sit in the toilet the whole way or something. Just something. There's got to be something. Just have them in a headlock. We've got to get something out of it, you know? So I'm not going to enjoy it.
Fuck, it's going to be so good.
We're nowhere near 1,000. We're stagnated on the patrons. I don't know what's happened.
We're creeping.
Grubs. No, they're creeping. Yeah, creeping in. Mate, we better get cracking into this.
Well, before we do, unfortunately, our touring together with stand-up shows has come to an end. So we're down the line. But the good news is that means you've always got a Zoom background with a bit of a grim history to it. This looks truly devastating. This is this is what I can see behind you is a bunk bed.
Yep.
But it looks like they're adults in that. There's an adult above and an adult below.
Yes, they are.
They're covered with sheets and they do, do they have Nikes on?
Yes.
I'm going to is this Jonestown?
No, it's not Jonestown. I like the cut of your jib.
Jonestown were Nikes, wasn't it?
No, this is Heaven's Gate. These are the ones who all bought Nike Decade shoes, the black and white ones, all matching shoes for when they graduated to the next level, 39 of them.
Their ascent.
They took out alien abduction insurance just before this, ate some poison pudding, and now they're in heaven.
Oh.
Might get stuck at the gate. Who knows? But, yeah.
I love that. So they just ate the pudding and all went to bed.
Yep. All went to bed with their brand new shoes on.
What I do appreciate, they haven't gone under the doona.
No.
With the shoes on. But you think if it was your last ever nap, I'd be getting
there,
nice.
Snuggle.
Yeah.
Have a nice snuggle, you know.
Yeah.
Put the aircon on, have a snuggle. Nah, not these ones.
I'm starting to think these guys are fucking idiots.
It's harder to float up to heaven from under a doona.
You don't want to be held back.
You wouldn't want to be on the purgatory. Bottom bunk for that matter. It's crazy talk. Whack your head.
All right. All right. Let's get stuck into the app.
All right. This week, mate, we're looking at Delta Airlines, Flight 83, January 8, 2010.
Ooh.
Yes.
2010.
Mm.
What type of flight?
It's from Nice, France to New York, USA.
And what, Delta?
Yeah, Delta.
But it is France. Bit of music for you, mate.
Yeah, okay. Do you want me to speak over
this?
It?
Is your favorite
go
song.
The entire.
I would love to just have a Bez the entire the whole episode, even when we're not mentioning France anymore.
Terrible. Nice La Belle, known for its clear air and soft light, attracted painters such as famous visual artist Henri Matisse and his cats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get bashed for saying it, but Henry was a cat man. Ratatouille and Tapenade, both from Nice, as is Salade Niçoise, obviously. A lot of sister cities, the old Nice.
Do you have to go there to paint in that
light? Not particularly.
No, just use a lighter paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like being inspired to write at a cafe. Nah. Pens work elsewhere.
Get the fuck out of someone's way.
Yeah.
You're trying to get lunch.
Heaps of sister cities, including which classic American city? Your favorite. The setting for many a modern incident. Often on this very podcast, in fact.
Oh, Charlotte.
No.
Las Vegas.
Better. No.
What? Down south?
Yeah.
Texas?
Nah. Cross. Go east.
New Orleans. Oh, Miami.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Another a very special, famous alumni.
And by the way, don't fucking send a message saying Texas isn't a city. I know. I was trying to narrow it down.
Oh, yeah. I would love to just have a life so empty of everything. I could just be a podcast fact checker just in your spare time for free and just doing that, sending shit. I think you're fine. Another famous one, famous Nice dude, born in Nice in 1945, Herve Fornery, became a rock star. Changed his name to what? They anglicised their names, French rock stars.
And what was his name originally? Herve
Fornery.
Oh. But I'll just say he'll go with Elvis or something.
Nah. Dick Rivers. Probably your next guess. Dick Rivers. Whoa.
Sounds like a shitty detective.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
French pop stars are awesome. They always mimic America, not unlike some of their popular comedians. Dick, he is just discount Elvis. Here's the sound of Nice, a little bit of Dick.
I got baby blue.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Do they not? Surely.
What?
Surely the French have words for baby and blue.
Yeah, they like to chuck in a bit of,
yeah,
bit of English in there. It's not just bad. Rock and roll, isn't it? Yeah. They didn't invent this stuff.
Well, what was he singing about?
We did. Mary Lou and Her Eyes.
Ah.
Just, yeah.
Oh, was that actually Mary Lou?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So, very French name.
Hmm.
Mary Lou.
What's his name? Dick Rivers.
Dick Rivers, yeah.
Dick Rivers with Mary Lou.
Yeah.
You know, straight what, to the top.
You know what Dick Rivers got for his 74th birthday in 2019?
Oh, no. Don't tell me something bad.
A pair of wings.
Oh. Like a sunset
dying with the rising. Happy birthday, Dick. Oh.
On the birthday.
Mm. That is galling.
Bit of cake going down the wrong hole, or?
I don't know. I didn't get the deets.
Yeah.
Mm. Not a bad innings for a rock and roll star, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But a French one.
Yeah, I think he's fairly sedentary.
Man, how much do you have to smoke to be a French rock and roll star? You know what I mean? Just the general population are darting at such a high level that to stand out as a rocker.
Yeah.
Fuck. Getting to that age, pretty good.
One in each knuckle between every finger.
Or is it all baguette crumbs like silicosis?
Yeah.
It's just built up in his lungs over time.
Breathing in bat flour off the top of your baps. Nice, Côte d'Azur Airport, third busiest in France.
Yeah.
That's I think that's a bit of a fuck off though, because the two busy ones both in Paris.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
And the main one, that Charles de Gaulle.
Mm.
The other one I think is just
Orly.
Yeah. The other one's like an easy jet.
It's a pain in the ass. It's like a Gatwick.
Yeah.
It's when you look at your ticket at the last minute and go, oh, fuck. It's like Avalon.
Yeah.
You accidentally do that, big trouble.
Well, saying that, got a message the other day from my good mate Daniel Sloss's mum, Leslie, absolute legend, Leslie.
Yeah.
And she hit me up. She said, coming to Melbourne. They hadn't been to Australia in 15 years. Don't think they'd ever been to Melbourne. They're about to hop on the plane and she said, I'd made a big mistake. We're going to Avalon. I went, oh.
From international?
No, from Sydney.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it says international airport, but I think there are a few flights to China or
it's
Japan.
It's international as Essendon Airport, I reckon. Yeah.
If you've got a private jet.
You've got to connect.
Yeah.
Through to, they put you on a bus transfer to Tullamarine.
No, but I think there was a Chinese airline that was flying in and out of Avalon for a little bit pre-COVID.
Cheap, isn't it? Yeah.
Why not? Let's
see how my pencil's got here.
Avalon Airport.
Yep.
Went down.
Yeah. Chartered a plane.
The only box.
So cheap, yeah.
The only box came out on the luggage carousel.
Got its own window, yeah. So you went to, you had to go to Avalon, pick him up?
No, I didn't pick him up. I just wrote sucked in the message. See you in town tonight.
Yeah.
You're fucking ages away.
Right. I thought it was exclusively Jetstar going to Avalon.
I think they were on it. I think it was, yeah.
Did they fall into Star? That sounds awesome. Like foreigners just maybe, don't get it.
Jetstar. And Star.
It's got to be amazing.
But again, it's got it's like the colour scheme. It's like out in the wild.
Mm.
You know, if you see that orange, black, it's generally danger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they should know too. They're from EasyJet territory.
Yeah, anything with jet, no good.
It's that orange.
Stay away
from the orange.
Classic accident though at Nice Airport on March 3 in 1952. The aileron controls jammed on an Air France SN case long dock. Chain slipped from its sprocket, rather like what happens sometimes on my bike.
Yeah, I was going to say, these do not. After aileron, it really went downhill.
Well, except I really flip upside down on my bike as a result, coming to rest about a kilometre from where it happened. Oh, no. Bing, bang, boom. Shortly after takeoff, 38 beautiful new angels. Like a comet blazing across the... Including a couple of French actresses and an American ballet dancer. No survivors.
Oh.
Well, one survivor died later. Bit of a tease.
Oh.
You know that happens?
Yeah.
One person, it's a miracle. Be like that Unbreakable. No. Nah. See ya.
Yeah, that survivor's guilt too much early on.
Mm. Oh, you think so? You get to the hospital and go, any other survivors? Oh, no, I'll just go with him.
Don't want to seem selfish.
Reunite myself with the rest of them. Mm. This incident today, though, is Delta Airlines, however. Tired old Delta, a bit long in the tooth, I reckon, their planes.
But I think they're the best US airline.
I was looking at some stuff where they're starting to take over whole airports and stuff, aren't they, because they're huge.
Yeah, Atlanta. Atlanta's their hub.
Yeah, but they're forcing other airlines out of stuff and, yeah, doing some sneaky
moves. I don't know if Delta's amazing. I just think a lot of the other airlines there are particularly shit.
Yeah. I've been on one. It had the old nightclub carpet and a weary feel to the joint.
Yeah.
Like a vintage bus seats and the like. Although for 2022, they had an 84.1% on-time rate, best in the country.
Bang. There you go.
Top of the range.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And Qantas and Virgin were having...
I reckon 100 would be not bad.
Yeah. Well, there's
weather.
You
know when they're taking off, you know when... Well, yeah, okay.
You know, there's weather. There's someone gets sick. One crew member gets sick. I got to go to that Virgin HQ in Brisbane, Virgin Airlines, and... The fucking computer systems for the crew. If one person gets crook, it can really fuck up a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know?
I noticed that last couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, it just ruined my day plenty of times. Someone didn't feel like coming in. So all good. We've got a test. Frank Lebrun, 34. Franck, beg your pardon. 34-year-old home builder contractor who lives in a ski resort in the French Alps. Sounds all. He's part of a group. On his way to the Honduras. That's unusual. People can go anywhere, obviously, but the French quite like to visit old colonies, as a rule. Like we do. You just go somewhere you can speak the lingo.
Yeah.
Talk down to people. Do what you do at home, but somewhere else.
Get some escargot in New Caledonia.
Yeah. Have a baguette in Algeria, whatever. Yeah. This is 2010, though, well after the rise of the tradie. Not exactly a worldwide phenomenon. People can't believe how revered the modern Australian tradesman is. You know, when you get foreigners coming in and go, what the fuck are people getting around proud of themselves being a builder, like a labourer and stuff now? Beautiful clean utes full of toys, nice looking tools and shit, all status symbol stuff. Those fucking utes are too big now. It's all Tonka shit for sad men. God, they're massive. I don't know if you've driven or a new Hilux or something. They are too big.
Yeah, those Ford Raptors, urban assault vehicle.
The tray's the same size. You've just got to be 6.5 feet tall to lift something onto it.
Yeah.
You got a bag of cement or something, you're fucked. It's up above my shoulder nearly.
Yeah.
Hard work.
But I thought the blokes getting around in the Raptors were the site managers.
Maybe. I don't know. It's wanker. Why aren't they in hatchbacks then?
Yeah, well,
ridiculous, isn't it?
They're getting around in the high vision.
Shiny
everything.
Trade
like the politician turning up. Yeah. To the big build.
In Bunstones.
Yeah.
Yeah. End of empire though, isn't it, when a simple tradesman is revered, much less traditional blue collar types are taking trips overseas now, willy nilly, and complaining about the privilege. During the flight, the crew suspected someone had been smoking in one of the toilets. We're back here again.
It's French.
Yeah. I was smoking in the boys' room.
Yeah. No, yuck their yum, you know?
Yeah.
They like a dart.
Man, it is featured very prominently, smoking, recently. I think vapes has brought it to the fore.
But to be caught vaping on a plane now, you would have to be a massive dead shit.
Mm. I've seen in pubs now people just vape away. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Don't even hiding it now.
No.
Blowing watermelon smoke up my fucking nose.
Well, I wish when I worked in a pub that it was vaping was allowed and not cigarette smoke.
Which there's nothing.
Not getting home, wringing out a T-shirt and just seeing the... fucking yellow water going to the sink.
Yeah, it's gross. That's how I got blonde hair working in pubs. Just goes all the orange. Never even had a cigarette. My hair was orange after a night working in the pub.
The 90s pub tips.
Are they? Yeah. Warnie's tips weren't tips. Heaps of darts.
Yeah. Everyone's just accusing him of, you know, getting his hair done all the time. Nah.
Didn't have to.
100 darts a day.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You put it from a different position in the mouth each time and it'll tip your hair across the front there.
Sit in front of an oscillating fan. Get my hair done.
Other passengers dobbed on Franck and the crew confronted him about it. I don't reckon I'd dob. Like, a small inconvenience to yourself for the benefit of sticking it to the man. It's more price to pay.
But I don't know, maybe it's been on a Mythbusters, but I always figure a lit dart going down the toilet or something will just blow up the, you know, you've got an air crash investigations on your hands.
Yeah, right. Oh, straight down with the methane.
Yeah, I just can't see it ending well.
Yeah, I think you must be able to start a fire. If it doesn't hit a, you know, sloppy turd or something, it might hit a big wad of toilet paper, as some people like to put down there. That could start it.
It could hit a comedian's after a month-long comedy festival shit. That's,
yeah.
That's a bad time.
And your undies down there with it. They could light up. Although for the sake of the FAs, I'd rather no one do it. Cigarettes are nearly over, I reckon, in Australia anyway. I think they're nearly gone. Rare to smell one on the street now.
Yeah.
You smell one on the street now, you're looking around going, where's the foreigner? Where's the foreign servant type doing a shit job lifting our Amazon stuff around? They're smoking, keeping the dream alive. The rest of them, all vapes. They said, no more smoking, Franck. Why don't that security just take people's vapes, darts, lighters, make them put them in lock bags rather like
because a lot of these.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
These fights would kick off on the ground, I reckon.
Yeah, but you can buy them at the other end. Let's fucking buy some when you get there, mate.
Yeah, but I think people aren't. They're just trying to get out the front and have a. I've been with my dad on a long-haul international flight.
He's got
a
run.
It's the only time I've seen him all ass.
Mm. I mean,
high knees.
Off topic, but I had to run recently for
a dart.
No, slightly different reasons. Just as desperate.
Yeah.
I was going to get my daughter from Melbourne Airport and I was on the Skybus. I had this Skybus ticket from ages ago. I had to use it and I'm like, fuck, I'm on that.
Yeah.
Going down, and on the way there, I've got this chai wala. Beautiful chai. Real strong though. And I don't drink coffee and this was strong on the caffeine. I think this is the culprit. I got 10 minutes after I had that, I was down at Southern Cross, got on the bus, sat upstairs naturally, double decker. And then I thought, oh no, I've got to get off because I'm not going to make it. And I started to walk down the stairs and the bus took off.
Oh no.
And I was half hour clench, got to the airport. I was sort of running as fast as I could without, you know.
Like a rom-com. The end of a rom-com.
Yeah.
Running through the airport.
Except they don't have their hands on their asshole, do they, when they're running through the airport?
I just made
it to the departure lounge, the arrival, the baggage hall. I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
There's people, that's their daily routine.
Shit. Glad
I don't drink
land.
Coffee. No, when they've, wherever. Yeah. Yeah, when they land, anytime. I don't know, man. It was desperate and I didn't enjoy it at all. So
also, I love you blaming the chai there.
Yeah, I don't know.
The chai was the straw.
Probably.
But I've been with you for most days, this comedy festival, and the chili oil dumpling soups and the fucking late night beers and the Guinness and the Guinness and the dumpling soup.
Oh, come on, hang on. I'm eating dumplings while I'm asleep, am I? This is like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no, they're still there.
Yeah, no, they've gone.
They're there from the night before.
No, I've sweat them out overnight. Got little mini dumplings coming out the pores. Yeah, I think they could.
The roof of this apartment. It'll be like an old cigarette smoker's roof, but it'll be red flecks. It's all the chili oil getting out of him.
Oh yeah, good stuff. That. Yeah, I reckon they could lock them up. Yeah, you know the big name comedians who come here and disrespect Australia by doing a trial show for full ticket prices. They make you lock your fucking phones up
in an arena.
Yeah,
in a yonder pouch.
But then what? Do you hold onto the pouch and you can open it up yourself later or what?
You've got to go out and there's people at every exit. There's a bunch of people at the exits. So if you don't know what we're talking about, some shows, big name comics don't want their stuff filmed before, you know, they get $40 million for Netflix for doing it.
Mm.
So they make you put your phone in these yonder pouches, I think they're called. Yeah. They get locked up and then you just find any exit in those venues to get into the sort of concourse area. You don't have to leave.
Yeah.
There'll be someone there that can unlock it for you.
If you'd walked in there with a Stanley knife and your gusset, you could open it yourself though, couldn't you?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy fix. Anyway, well, I reckon just hand him in, get him back at the other end. Like some airlines do that with duty-free booze. You know, they put it up at the front. Yeah, there. Get it when you get off.
That yonder company, fuck, they're onto something.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to be a pretty straightforward technology.
Yeah.
They're just stopping people from doing something and they've cornered the market.
Cash. Oh, God. Fucking yuck. Frank said, yeah. Okay, he got me. No more smoking. Then not long after, he tried to walk to the toilet again and they stopped him and told him not to smoke. What if he just wanted to pee? Or worse, you know, they stopped him from going to the toilet altogether.
The toot.
I mean, that's what you get for being a liar, I suppose. During this time, Frank's stunk of cigarettes and he looked intoxicated, according to some dobbers and the FAs. He approached a flight attendant in an aggressive manner and pushed her away.
Can't do that.
No.
Frank, that's where he's fucked it.
When she told him not to touch her, he pushed her away again. Frank doesn't like being told what to do. After more tense moments, a federal air marshal identified himself to Frank and told him to return to his seat. As he walked towards the back of the plane, he continued to shout and wave his arms in an excited manner.
I love the air marshal's let a fair bit go here. He's already been darting. He's already looking drunk.
Sleep up. The air marshal's class, aren't they, air marshals? They do fuck all until it's the last minute. And cop this, right? Two other air marshals identified themselves to Frank and asked him to show his passport. I smell a rat. How many air marshals have they got there? Like, that's two. I thought there'd be a maximum one on a plane. Three. Two of them are lying.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You sure it's not a fuck? Or maybe they're flying ahead. You know, you occasionally see a pilot in row 25.
Yeah. Yeah,
hold on, wrong seat. They're just getting a lift to take their actual flight.
Nah, it's like those.
Maybe there's a few air marshals getting moved around. Maybe they had a row of three together.
Yeah. It'll just be an air marshal on the next plane. Like, there can't be three on every plane. They can't be. It's like those tram pigs. You know, I'm just going ahead to the next place to start copping people on the way in. No, you're always on the job. You should be on a plane and there don't need to be three.
But I think maybe
the next plane.
Maybe they're off duty. A couple are off duty.
Yeah.
They've put their hand up.
Off duty is a bad start to a sentence, I reckon. I reckon there's maximum one. Two of them are liars, wannabe cops, failed at the academy a few times, too short, too dumb, who knows. Just going, I'm an M. I've got a fake badge, you know, as fucking losers. The dog, your mate. He continued to scream and yell expletives and then aggressively positioned himself toward one of the federal air marshals in a fighting stance.
Nice.
It's unclear which one. I'm hoping the Mike Tyson peekaboo.
I know the one, the fist together. Good.
Or perhaps, I looked at a few fighting stances.
Yeah.
I know nothing about it. You're probably better at this.
Philly shell?
I read about the Philly shell.
Yeah.
What's a Philly shell again?
Philly shell, sort of forearms parallel.
In what sort of fighting would you do that?
Parallel to the ground. Just a different method of blocking.
Okay.
You don't see it as much.
You don't walk out there and walk up to people like that, though, do you?
But you wouldn't stay in a, when you're a little bit closer.
Yeah,
you might get into that.
That'd be good for planes. Maybe. I mean, this would be audacious, but more of a galley stunt. The Karate Kid crane. That would be a good one. That'd be a good one to start with.
Because you can get your fingertips into the overhead locker.
Yeah.
The little cradle.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything. You don't want arms out in a plane fight.
No.
Keep them tucked in. Elbows tucked.
Always.
Rule of a good boxer anyway.
Say it again.
You may have picked the good one, the Mike Tyson, the peekaboo.
Peekaboo. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
The marshals fairly promptly handcuffed him and seated him at the back of the plane. Frank continued to verbally abuse these individuals around him, yelling, what four words? This is not at the air marshals, this is the people, or everyone in general, but, you know, people looking at him. I'd get a dig in if someone was handcuffing us.
So hold on, four people.
No, four words. Oh, he's yelling.
Four words.
First one's I'm.
I'll have to go with the I'm not drunk, assholes.
Yeah, no, he said, I'm French, fuck you. Not bad.
Hold on. At least give him his, yeah, his music.
It's good. You always know where you stand with the French beneath them. He became more agitated and flailed his arms and legs, striking one of the marshals in the right leg with his left foot.
Oh, hold on. Now, this is starting to sound like this was written later, yeah, after they fucking bashed him.
Yeah, yeah. I yeah, thought this too. I
his left
that
foot made contact with my,
yeah,
right leg. Oh, here we go.
We asked him to stop several times before we hospitalised him. Yeah. So, I mean, the news articles managed to get that information, the left leg and the
didn't he say, right, did you foot, say he was handcuffed?
Yeah.
Flailing his arms around?
Yeah, must have been both at the same time or something. Maybe he's a contortionist. No. Who knows?
Yeah, this has got a bit of the Chopper Reed story about it, where he killed that pedophile. And they found him, he'd hung himself with his hands tied behind his back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's don't impressive. Worry about
it. Yeah.
Well, if the last thing you do is that, it's, you know, go, yeah, out with a bang. Shot myself in the back 7 times. Rolled myself up in carpet. Dug myself a hole. Yeah, news articles got that information, the right leg, left foot thing, but not the names of the flight attendants or the pilot or any of the double witnesses. I wonder how much it's just made up, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, poor journalism's everywhere, but actual false cooked stories, they are more common than we think, I reckon. Just fucking chuck them in. Who cares? It's just saying stuff. Everyone's just making shit up. Deep fake. What happened with deep fake?
Remember, wait a minute.
When that came, I don't
still know, going. South Park, the creators of South Park made some pretty funny videos with some deep fakes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But it's all just funny because, like, it'd be pretty good for perps. Be a legitimate platform for denial, just saying, oh, it wasn't me, it was a deep fake.
Yeah.
Like, eventually.
Oh, yeah.
If it lives up to the full potential I've heard being talked about for years, it'll render the internet defunct. Like, nothing will be, no one will know what to believe. Trolls will be making stuff up about their enemies, putting it out there. Probably happening now.
For sure.
But what about, why can't I see footage of politicians saying the exact opposite of what they would think online? Do you think that's happening?
Yeah, I'm sure someone's making that already. Mm. Definitely.
I can be back where we started with town square meetings. It's the only people, only thing people will believe is their own, yeah, eyes now.
Of course.
Even then, I don't know. Anyway, well, they had holograms for a long time, haven't they? Michael Jackson.
Tupac.
Tupac.
Yeah.
He was a hologram. Pretty impressive.
Are they the only two that have used
it? It didn't last long, did it?
Yeah, it's not Yonder Pouches.
No. Nah.
It hasn't.
What's happened to holograms? I thought they'd be around.
And you think, well, oh, I was going to say comedy, but that's a bit more timing related than with a musician and just doing their song.
Yeah.
But a stand-up.
Yeah. Well, the AI thing's pretty prevalent now, yeah, I think. People are getting their jokes written by a computer.
Oh.
And you can't tell the difference.
ChatGPT.
At all.
Yeah.
Enter in some people I know's premises. It'll spit out their existing punchlines. Anyway. Why would you be near someone anyway? Once you tie someone up, you immediately stand back at a safe taunting distance. It's, yeah, simple logic.
Yeah.
Just stand back and start doing what you want. Don't stand near someone. Like, kicking distance, that's dumb. Anyway, when they landed in New York City, JFK no less, Frank found himself in a different status.
Status arrested.
After Frank was arrested, the crew found in his carry-on bag a nearly empty 1 litre bottle of what?
Oh, I will say, I'm going to change it up here. He's French. I'm going to say a gin.
No, I'll get, if you get, you get another guess, I'll get you one if you guess this. Bear in mind that he is French.
Oh, champagne?
No.
Oh, it is. I love that. Just a big magnum liter bottle of champagne.
No.
Oh, no, what's a magnum?
Magnum's 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5.
It's a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream.
Oh.
Let's do it. Woo!
Have I told on here the bottle of the night I drank a bottle of Bailey's? I must have been 19.
Father O'Leary or Velvet Cream?
No.
Actual Bailey's.
Actual Bailey's.
Ooh.
I was working
Man
at
a privilege.
I was working at a mail room in the city at a law firm, and we had a Christmas party. Mm. Just the mail room. We got blind.
Yeah.
We brought booze out. I don't know how I ended up with a bottle of Bailey's.
It's
but that
sickening
night I took my shirt off in a pub and sang happy birthday to a model. I may have told this. There were a table of models in a bar.
Yeah.
And I said, I was at the bar getting a drink. And I said, what are you celebrating? And they said, it's her birthday. And I said, you reckon she'd like happy birthday sung to her by me, shirtless? And her mates were like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, great.
And I did it. She hated it. I got frog marched out.
Her mates liked it though.
Pissed themselves.
Yeah, of course.
Booted out of there.
Always go for the laugh.
Pre-casino. That was before I got to the Cass. And then I had a bottle of Baileys on me and I fell asleep on the train ride home. And I was three stops.
You walked in the casino with a half-drunk bottle of Baileys?
That was in a bag.
Oh, they don't care about bags.
Huh. I just somehow.
Nice.
Yeah. And I fell asleep, woke up holding an empty bottle of Baileys at Sandringham Station.
Is that the end of the line?
That's the end of the Sandringham line.
That's my Ipswich.
You've done this
before. I've woken up at Ipswich. Fucking nightmare. he's had the Baileys always. They just go through your bag, do they? Help yourselves. Hopefully there's some cash in there. Fars need a tip every now and then. It's bloody straight through your bag. He also had bought a bottle of vodka earlier on in the flight. Ooh. I got excited when I saw this and thought, oh, here we go again. Slippery Nipples, Martin Bryant's tipple of choice. But alas, a Slippery Nipple is Sam Booker and Bailey's, isn't it? I'd forgotten that. I knew it was something clear and disgusting.
Is that Martin Bryant's drink of choice?
Yeah.
Slippery Nipples.
Bailey's and vodka is a simple Bailey's martini. Yeah, we discussed that on here once before. We had Marty's house on here, I think. And
yeah.
Yucked all of it, really. Quite childish.
Yeah, any of those. If anyone's favourite drink is one of those, you know, I love a hurricane.
Oh.
I love a jam donut.
Should just be
my favourite.
Up.
Yeah, my favourite drink's a jam donut shot.
Oh yeah, That what's that cinnamon one? Imagine that being
fireball.
Your fucking yuck.
Yeah.
I read a WikiLeaks interview recently with Marty. Interesting, because Martin Bryant is incredibly dumb. But then the cops didn't read that well either. In this instance, funnily enough, Martin stated in this interview that he enjoys the odd can of Guinness.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Well, he's not getting it on tap in there.
No. I don't think you can make that in the toilet in there. Well, you can, but only if you've started with the starter pack.
Can he get Guinness in there?
No.
Oh, this was pre.
Yeah, it's pre. He doesn't mind a can of Guinness.
Pre the thing that you don't believe happened. Yeah. Pre the false flag operation.
Mate, on this topic, I had my mate Dave wanted to come to my Melbourne show and he wanted to, he wanted to buy a ticket and stuff. So, he bought a ticket. It's a guy from school. I said, I'll put you on the door. I sent him a text saying, there'll be a ticket on the door under your name. Your name is Martin Bryant. So he didn't come into the pub and say his name's Martin Bryant. Backfired, though, because the door girl is so young.
Oh.
Didn't know who it was.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And I'd said, can you put Martin Bryant on the door for one? And the tech dude was there and he laughed.
Yeah.
She goes, what? Who's Martin Bryant? So it's my friend from school. And I still didn't get it. So it sort of didn't really work that well.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is a shame. I'll get him again with something else.
Who was the Norwegian one? No one remembers that.
The name? No, I can't remember his name myself.
So it's not as funny as Martin Bryant.
Yeah, you can't. I dare say you can't shorten it to something cute like Marty either. Yeah. So anyway, Frank was accused of interfering with a flight crew. He's remanded, but after 6 days, let out on a 10K bail and ordered not to leave the country.
Jeez.
This cost him $4,500 in hotels and expenses. Obviously, he's allergic to cheap hotels, a bit of that going around. I'd be straight to a hostel if I was short of cash.
Fucking
New York
right.
City, fuck, just whatever. Stay out all night, sleep in the park if you're that short of cash.
And you're drinking Baileys out of a bottle.
Yeah, I don't think
he is. Stop pretending you're high society.
I think he's full of shit. His lawyer tried to portray the meltdown as a wacky misunderstanding. He said, this is a quote, he consciously attempted to get drunk because he was terrified of being on a plane. He's trying to anesthetize himself. What happened to Valium, Frank?
Yeah.
That's what everyone else is doing. The quote continues, he doesn't drink. Well, he drinks wine, but that doesn't count.
See, I'm telling you.
He's not used to
alcohol.
The
French defense.
Yeah.
The darts he didn't even realize. They're just there.
Yeah.
You know, that's like breathing.
They light themselves.
Fingernails growing.
Put themselves in your hand.
Just put a new dart in.
Yeah. He's not used to alcohol, they said. What's that even mean? It's not saying my client doesn't punch people. Well, he does, but only if they deserve it. It's mostly a slap. So.
Do you think different types of alcohol have different effects on people? Would you accept that as a... maybe he's not used to this Baileys.
Yeah. Why is that a defence? If I had a public lawyer spouting this gibberish, I'd sack him on the spot. I'll take it from here, mate. See you, dickhead. Judges hate that even more, though, don't they?
If you sack your...
They hate you. That's how much the industry protect their own over there. Represent yourself type. They should get more respect from a judge. Like Ted Bundy did that time when the judge said something really nice to him before chucking him in the clink.
Well, our mate, Brett Blake, I think he's done seven.
Represent yourself.
Represented himself seven times.
Yeah.
And he's seven from seven.
Mm.
He's flying.
I think he's pushing his luck. That's not felony stuff, though, is it? It's pretty small fry. They'll accept that.
Running red lights. Yeah. Shit like that.
Judges would prefer to talk to an actual dead shit with a diploma than a bloke who's got everything to lose by doing, you know, I'll do it myself. If you want something done properly, do it yourself. Anyway, I'm not used to alcohol. Turns out to not be a legitimate defence. I don't usually drink, so I've gone straight for a Bailey's martini.
Mm.
Dickhead. On top of that, mixing it up in your guts. Mm. It's never good, is it? Like, he didn't have a martini glass to mix his stuff. He's just drinking one.
Maybe that's why he was flailing about in the back. He was trying to shake
it up. Swallowed some ice cube whole, rattling about. Frank's defense also tried to play him off as a carpenter of modest means. Even though he lives in the Alps.
And drinking Baileys.
Yeah. Carpenters
aren't drinking Baileys unless everything else is gone.
Yeah. Well, your average normal carpenter, maybe he's a bourgeois carpenter who doesn't lift a tool anymore. One of those ones. Carpenter's not a bad word to chuck around in locations of authority in the States and elsewhere. I reckon the Jesus connotation has positive effects.
It's like some comedians at the comedy festival who don't do gigs.
What?
But they're still a comedian.
I'm still a comedian, yeah. I'm still a comedian. Got a good one after this, actually. I'll tell you. Remind me off air. Got a good little – just reminded me of that. I know – well, the carpenters I know, the closest they get to Jesus Christ is just saying it all the time. I got my doubts if Jesus was one, actually. Just running around screaming me when he hits his thumb with a hammer.
Fucking me, fuck. Yeah.
He pleaded guilty to assaulting a flight attendant and an air marshal. Surely, assaulting a citizen should be considered worse than assaulting anyone in authority, such as a marshal, security guard, pig.
Yeah.
Comes with the territory.
Well, remember, it's like the highest rank when we go and do those gigs for the troops that are so much fun, you know. But we're the highest rank. Civilian is the highest rank.
Yeah.
So you can tell, you know, you can tell some higher up to just fuck off.
Well, yeah.
Everyone laughs.
Good in theory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you come in at lieutenant, there's some rank they say you're technically equal to, no?
Oh, I got told citizen.
The highest citizen rank of the country that's fighting, right? Because citizens of the enemy, not so high, are they?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on the ground and in the ground, a lot of them.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in practice.
No.
I walked onto the plane, slapped the pilot, and said, "Fucking get going now, mate." They didn't like it. Maximum sentence for his crimes, 1 year in prison and a $100,000 fine.
Jesus.
What do you reckon he got?
Well, I'm torn here because he was such a cunt in court. He's got a shit defense, but he clearly is rich. He's from the Alps. He spent how much? $4,500 on hotels for a few nights.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, in spite of him fucking up every step of the way, money's got him out. Suspended sentence, 20 grand.
Frank was sentenced to the 6 days time served, put on probation for 6 months and fined $500. Good value.
$500.
That's it.
Bash the flight attendant.
Mm.
Kicked the marshal.
Yeah. Said fuck you in French to everyone. Got maggot. Had 2 liters of booze in him.
500.
Great value.
I'm parked past the time that I'm meant to be downstairs.
Probably
we're
be more
recording
than that when we go down there.
There's a good chance there'll be a ticket on the window.
That Patreon money's gone this month on a ticket.
The only way I'll get in front, I've got to find the parking officer, bash him, get drunk, sit in my car.
Might as well
wait for
him.
The cops to turn
with your car.
Say mental illness.
6 days in prison. That's not
pleasant. Why can't mental illness? I might try that for a parking ticket.
Yeah.
Mental. Oh, just obviously. Write back mental illness.
Yeah.
But that's it. Not.
Don't
not
specify
there,
or anything.
To whom this may concern.
Yeah.
Mental illness.
Six days in prison is not pleasant, but it's just a taster. Bit of life experience, a bloody good snippet of personal trivia to trot out at dinner parties, I reckon.
Fucking oath.
I wouldn't mind 6 days. I wouldn't enjoy it, but 6 days, that's a good story.
Yeah.
But over there, you're probably never allowed to work again.
It's a comedy movie length of time.
Yeah.
Not a drama.
Oh, it's stir crazy.
Yeah.
It's Gene Wilder.
By the way, you know, I had a death in the family a few, 6 months ago. Grim. Do you think, I know it's a bad way to look at it, how long has that got to use as why I've parked for too long in the parking area?
Oh, downstairs? You're probably still in the, yeah.
Am I right?
We've seen on this very podcast someone mourning a year afterwards and trying to say that was a problem.
No, the best was Vinnie Jones, I reckon, episode 2 or 3.
Mm.
Didn't he blame his wife's heart surgery that she'd had?
That's right.
10 years ago?
Yeah. He's just coming up with anything, wasn't he?
Oh.
We're going to end up here, mate, with some internet users who've had a bit of a say in the matter.
Great.
Mostly stacking on the French.
Yeah.
There's a bit of Freedom Fries anti-French sentiment still malingering.
Of course.
In the USA. Robin G said, way to be a stereotype, le douche. Robin just called him a shower. The shower.
The shower. This should be his new nickname.
Yeah. Horry Sheet said, fuck that frog. Seabiscuit V said, lucky Pierre equals could have been on a murder charge if he breathed the odour of raw onion and garlic on the crew.
Great.
This is getting stuck in. Yeah. Yeah,
going fresh ingredients.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, we've deodorized our garlic and produced it out of a lab.
Yeah, thanks, Monsanto.
So why haven't you done that? Steve said, and this is around this time, probably one of Barack Obama's new French friends.
Oh, yeah.
Alluding to Obama earlier in 2011, saying that Sarkozy and the French are amongst America's strongest allies or some shit. People hated that.
Yeah.
But what do you mean? No, they're not. We're our strongest allies. Probably the most important of all feedback, though, the last one here, Bubba123.
By the way, if this was an American guy who did this on a French airliner,
yeah,
the same YouTube users would be like, fuck yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
America, show these frogs.
Yeah.
We've got to show them how it's done.
And the French would just be blowing raspberries in their computers. this is the best for Bubba123. He said, and I quote, his name should be Frank LeBum instead of LeBron. I hope the French are really proud of this idiot. But it stands to reason that a nation who holds Jerry Lewis as a national symbol. Don't get me wrong, I like Jerry and Dean, in brackets. Something is wrong. I was about to get that wrong. I thought maybe Bubba123 doesn't like Jerry and Dean.
But he does. Fuck? And then he's saying, if you like them, well, you're not great.
Yeah. No, he likes Jerry and Dean. I don't think he likes Jerry Lewis solo.
Ah, okay.
So something is wrong. Go back to France, you cheese-eating surrender monkey. Pushing women around? Ha. If I was on that flight, you would have had me to contend with, yes. Wussy boy.
Yeah. He's
Marky Mark.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
Your old mate.
He's let you know who his favourite comedic duo is.
Yep.
And then gone Mark Wahlberg 9/11.
Solo stuff. Marky Mark. Have a cup of Freedom Fries. Let's get on with it.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. If you want bonus eps, if you want episodes early, our spin-off podcast, Land Larrikins, get around us, Mid-Flight Brawl on Patreon. It's patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Heggie's to a grot. He's getting around the country right now, lukeheggie.com.
Yes.
And check out his new special, Luke Heggie Tip Rat, out on YouTube.
Mm. It's old but new.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everything old is new again.
Bang.
All right. Cheers, mate.
See you
next week. All right.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggie, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.